Gaslight Theatre presents the sixth installment of its original one-act series, Playroom, July 20th through July 30th at the East End Center in Wilkes-Barre. Board members Dave Reynolds and Dane Bauer fill us in. Dave Reynolds.
It was created by Matthew Hinton, who is a former board member and still does a lot of stuff with us. And the concept is he, as a playwright, wrote a set description for a room in a house. And then I would do, as a designer, would do a sketch. And then we would send that out to playwrights who would write 10 to 15 minute plays based in that room. And so we would have, usually it's about 7 to 8 plays that might be completely different. And the only thing they have in common is that they're set in that room. So we change out the props, we change out small pieces of furniture, but the setting never really changes. So you're seeing 8 different plays or 7 different plays in an evening, with the unifying thing being the set, which is pretty neat. We did kitchen, we did bathroom, master bedroom, attic, garage, and then this is back porch. This is the sixth year.
Sixth one, so, there you go.
Yeah.
Tell us what you wrote, Dane.
Mine is called Brothers in Arms, and essentially it's about a group of guys who come together under a common idea, but there's a misunderstanding and kind of screws everything up. It involves the Civil War to an extent. It's 7 roles. And when I started writing it, it was meant to be, I was aiming for an actual serious piece, and I didn't get very far in, maybe a page before I realized that that's not where this was going. So it's really a silly, pointless 10 minutes of fun.
But it works on a back porch.
It works on a back porch, yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is we were talking about the back porch has sort of become, it's sort of a back porch and a yard. Most of the directors and the playwrights have sort of pushed their plays into the yard, which is interesting.
It's more of a back porch backdrop.
Yeah. Should be backyard, really, but it was weird, at least for me as a director, it's sort of like it contains things in a way that you don't want to have happen, so you sort of like spill things out a little bit. So we're in the East End Center. We've been there for a year. It's got a lot of challenges because it's, you know, retail theater, like we'd like to say. The ceilings are low. But I think we found a really cool orientation that works for us for this one. We have about 60 seats, so it's really intimate. Very immersive.
Yeah, you're pretty much right on top of the action. The audience is right over the actors.
What are you directing, Dave?
I am directing 2 pieces. One is called We Don't Live Here Anymore by Laurie Myers, and that deals with a woman who lives in a home in Jersey City, and the neighborhood is being gentrified, and she doesn't really want to give up on her family home. And then the other piece is really interesting. B. Garrett Rogan is the playwright. He's done a lot of stuff for us this year. But we're doing something kind of different and cool with this. It's sort of in the vein of like Christopher Guest's, we're doing an improv piece. So we have a situational idea. The actors have an idea of where the story needs to go, but there are no scripted lines. So it's going to be different every night, which is pretty cool. That's called Backyard Family Challenge. And that basically sprung out of an idea. It's sort of an offshoot of Family Double Dare. It's a super cheesy family game show that sort of goes awry in the way that Brandon Rogan would make it go awry. But it's pretty fun. And it's been super exhilarating watching the actors. Like, you know, we have some really talented improvisational actors. We were able to get Don McGlynn, who does a lot of stuff in a group called Here We Are in Spain up in Scranton. And so it's been really cool to watch people who are seasoned improvers and then people who are sort of new to it. And it's really gelling, and it's going to be cool. So, I mean, come see it every night and you'll see a different show.
There you go. There are 8 performances. Buy tickets for all of them.
And how about your directorial efforts in this one?
I'm directing a piece called Safe as Houses by Rachel Strayer, which has to deal with 2 sisters who are surviving in sort of a post-apocalyptic world, and they come in contact with a woman who seems out of touch with it and unaware of what's happening in the world around her. So there's sort of a play into whether or not she's just being willfully ignorant or if she actually doesn't understand what's happening. So that's a fun piece, and I'm working with 4 actors for that one. And then there's another piece called The Lady and the Tramp. That's by Michael Pavisi, and that's a great little script. It's just a 2-person bit about a man who's kind of obsessed with old cartoons and movies from, you know, the 30s and the 40s, and dresses like a tramp, which was what they called a hobo back then. But it's set in the modern day, and this woman whose house he's coming to try to steal a pie off of her windowsill, and it just becomes a little bit of a psychological assessment of the guy, I guess. It's been a lot of fun, really interesting.
And then we actually have 2 more plays, one written by Emily Halbing, who has written, this is her 3rd year for us, a piece called Swim, which is a 2-person, really kind of intimate. It's 2 people who are just out of college. One has dealt with some family tragedy, but it's, you know, really kind of quirky and cute. And then we also, of course, have Matt Hinton's piece. The really cool thing he's done is every year he's written about the same family. And so that continues this year. And this year is with Rich, the father, and then a neighbor, Willie, who I actually get to act in this one, which is pretty cool. There's a fun thing about Willie, which we won't give away, but it's whimsical and supernatural the way that Hinton does stuff. So, you know, it's keeping with the tradition.
You all are stretched and challenged, and it's a wonderful thing for us in the audience to see how much a porch can inspire all these stories.
Yeah, and it's always cool every year that they're all so different. No one wrote a play about a barbecue, which we thought was really, I mean, I think that's where your head would go, right?
Back porch, you know, yeah. You have these certain preconceived notions of what somebody will run with, and nobody went in that direction.
Yeah, so it's really pretty cool.
Tell us where to find the info.
So the best place probably to find it is on, we have our website, which is gaslight-theater, theatre.org, or also on Facebook, just at Gaslight Theater on Facebook. We have an event for the show set up and everything, so all the information is there.
Dave Reynolds and Dane Bauer of Gaslight Theater speaking with us about Playroom that will run July 20th through the 30th at the East End Center in Wilkes-Barre. July 20th, 21st, 22nd at 8 p.m. and a Sunday matinee the 23rd at 2, and that's repeated the following weekend, the 27th, 28th, and 29th at 8 p.m. and again the 30th at 2. For more information, gaslighttheater.org, gaslighttheater.org.